Hello and welcome to the inaugural episode of the Wander Well Podcast, a podcast dedicated to exploring life's unexpected twists and turns, the moments of loss, triumph, and the intricate spaces in between. I'm your host, Shaka Smith, and it's an honor to start this journey with you. At Wander Well, we aim to delve deep into the transformative power of self-love, mindfulness, and resilience. And there is no better person to start this journey with than Miss Tabitha Brown. She's an acclaimed actress and influential vegan lifestyle advocate and a beloved social media sensation. She has turned her own healing journey into a path of success, becoming a New York Times bestselling author, NAACP Image Award winner, Emmy nominee, collaborator with major brands, and so much more.
Well, let's welcome Tabitha Brown, America's mom, sister, auntie, and daughter, to the show. Yes.
Thank you. Oh my goodness.
So good to finally sit down with you. Last time we spoke, we were on Zoom.
Yes, we were.
And we talked about how difficult it was to be not in person, to show up and show love. How has it been for you since that moment and getting to come back into in-person events and hug people and love on people?
Oh, honey, that's my favorite, honey. We outside, we together. Yeah. We get to love on each other, hug on each other. I love it. It's so great.
It's good to see you. Feel refreshed. I know you just came back from Dubai.
Yes, honey.
Happy 25th anniversary.
Thank you. I'm a little tired. Okay, but it was very good.
You're looking refreshed. You're looking refreshed.
Yeah, refreshed and tired, but refreshed. Yes, it was great. Thank you.
Yeah, the reason I want to really have this conversation with you is because I feel like you're already doing this work of what I want to do with the podcast, to teach people how to wander well throughout life. You've built on this. You had your book, and then you built on this with Seen, Loved, and Heard. Mm-hmm. And I love the way you built on that. How have you built on it for people to find love and happiness?
Well, for me, I had to do it for myself first, right? And it's more about freedom. Because mm-hmm. once we have freedom, we can find love and happiness. Yeah. But they don't. If you don't have one, the other won't come. Mm-hmm. And so in finding that for myself, I was like, oh, this is amazing. I can't just keep it to myself. I want to share it with the world. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I wrote the first book, Feeding the Soul. And a lot of people were like, I love your stories. I love that, you know, your journey to get to your freedom. But how do I do that for me? And I was like, well, my way ain't going to be the same way, you know, that it'll be your way. But I can maybe give you some of the tools that I use that help me. And so that's why I did the journal, Seen, Loved, and Heard, which accompanies the first book. But it's really for people to pick up, no matter what part of your life you're in or what part of your journey that you're in, you can pick it up and find a place that you can begin. And just start your own.
Yeah, I love that about Seen, Loved, and Heard, because you invite the reader to write, to tell their own story.
Yes.
How important is writing and self-expression and self-reflection to the journey of personal growth?
Well, for me, I find that there's two things, right? How many people journal? Right, many of us. Yeah, well, very good, okay, yes. I found that journaling is great, but the key was what you write, saying it out loud, right? Because a lot of times we write it, but we're still keeping it in.
Yeah.
And it's still having a place that it deposits, and we're not really releasing it. And so that's one of the things that I talk about in the journal is like learning to speak out loud and releasing things out loud. So it was important for me to show that. And those, you know, that's how I live my life. And I remember, and I've said this before, when I first started trying to talk to myself, give myself self-talk, I would be like, okay, girl, you're doing good. All right, you are amazing. And I was like, why am I whispering to myself? But I realized it's because I didn't know me. I didn't know me that well. And so I was afraid of myself. Wow. I was afraid of my own voice.
Wow.
And also because I wasn't using my real voice for so long, when I started really speaking in my true voice, I was like, I don't even know this person. And so getting comfortable and being able to like really get in the mirror and look at myself and be okay with what I see, mm-hmm. be okay with what I hear, and saying it out loud became powerful. And so I was like, okay, I got to tell other people. So, you know, that's also in the journal. But now, you know, I be like, I talk about myself like I'm a whole other person. I be like, Tab is crazy. Right?
Yeah.
But that's freedom and comfort.
Yeah.
But it takes a while to get there. So I want everybody to experience that.
And I love that you say that. My own journey, when I moved to LA, I remember there was a moment where I said, I have to tell people to make it real, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But before that, there was also a moment where I wanted to keep it to myself to protect my own peace. Mm. How do you find that? How do you walk that line?
Well, I mean, everything ain't for everybody, yeah. right? But I do share a lot because I am free,
yeah.
you know, and I really don't have anything to hide. Now, some of my business ain't everybody's business, right? And that's just what it is, you know? But it's balance. Yeah. But I have made a decision to share my life with the world. But I share what I want to share. I share what my family is comfortable with me sharing. And I share what will make me still feel good about myself, you know? But I also share some things that aren't so great. Because we got to keep it real. Like, every day ain't a great day. It's great because we're alive, but some of them days be hard.
Yeah.
And, we have to share those things. So it's just a matter of finding your balance and making sure that you're okay with what you share. Because once you share, you got to live with it.
Yeah. And what's your process on the days that it's hard? How do you, A, heal yourself on that day, and then decide now it's time to share it so other people can heal themselves?
Well, I think that sometimes when the hard day is happening, it's not a matter of healing yourself, right? Sometimes you're already in your healing journey, and it's still a hard day, right? Because healing isn't permanent. And I say that all the time. Healing is a journey, but you can still be triggered. So some days you might be triggered by the thing that you've been working so hard on, your personal peace. Right? But you got to still show up for yourself. And sometimes showing up for yourself, and I want y'all to hear this and hear this well, sometimes showing up for yourself means not showing up for anybody else. So someday you might have to be like, I can't do it today.
Yeah.
And you got to be okay with that. Yeah. Sometimes you got to just submit to the feeling that I don't feel well. Don't ignore it. Don't act like it ain't all right. Just be like, you know what? Today ain't a good day for me. And then ask yourself why. Why is today not a good day? Unpack the reasons. Let's talk about how we feel. And when I say let's talk about it, that's like amongst yourself. Have a real conversation with you like, dang, I ain't really feeling this today, and this is why, you know? And sometimes if we can't get it out, then we write it, but then read it on that paper out loud to yourself. Take your moment to process it, and then you can kind of move forward. But give yourself grace and time. Don't think you got to address it right then. Sometimes you got to sit with something. Sometimes you don't know how to address it. Sometimes you're like, I just need a minute to figure out, do I even want to do this? Yeah. You know, life be life and stuff, and it be hard some days.
And I know, because I love this idea that you're in your healing journey, but even someone like yourself who's racking up massive wins, and a lot of times, you know, after a loss, we know time to retool, refuel. But after a win, sometimes you can feel lost. How do you go from a win where you didn't, or was there a time you didn't get the feeling you expected after a win, and then how did you transform that to another win?
I don't know if I can truthfully answer that because I don't go into certain things like that you would consider a win with an expectation of a feeling, right? I go into whatever I do because I love what I'm doing and it's rooted in myself. So I don't have an expectation on how it's supposed to feel. I allow it to come and be what it's going to be for me, right? Because a lot of times the expectation is how we get our feelings hurt. Because we expect something to feel or be a certain way. And then when it happens and it doesn't feel or be that way, now you all tore up.
Yeah.
But only you did that to you because you expected something that you knew nothing about. So I expect the unexpected, right? I don't know how I'm going to feel. And I'm okay with that. I know when things are great, my intention is for it to be well. But I can't expect it to feel a certain way. My most important feeling is feeling present. I want to be present in the moment.
Yeah.
And whatever feelings come along with that, honey, I'm going to be all right with it.
And speaking of being present, I feel like you were present in the moment in your vegan journey to cure your health. How did you go from that, or what did the moment look like when you decided this is bigger than just veganism? It's also about self-love, body positivity, about healing others. What was that moment like for you where you decided to speak on more than just your own journey of health?
I think it's always been that, you know, from the very start of me doing like videos, it wasn't because I wanted to, right? God spoke to me very clearly and told me to start doing videos. And I was like, no, Lord, I don't want to do that. And he was like, no, you got to do this. You made a promise to me that I could have you because I had made this promise to God while I was sick. If you heal me, you can have me. And my part of the deal was I had to be obedient. And so I started doing videos and telling people, you know what, I'm on a vegan journey. When I find something, you know, vegan, I'm going to share it with y'all, whether it's food or, you know, snacks, or if I'm cooking in my kitchen, I'm just going to share it. And I didn't know why he had me doing these videos, but it was very quick that I realized it was bigger than me. It had nothing to really do with me because I was already healing myself through what I was eating. But the real healing was becoming from me sharing.
Yeah.
and what I was hearing back from other people, me sharing my stories, they started sharing their stories. It was an outlet, and then it became a responsibility, mm-hmm. right, that I embraced and that I loved. I think I love people more than I love anything else. It's just a thing about me. Like, I really love and believe in the human race. Like, I just do. I believe in people. I feel like my mama just taught me, like, we can all see the good in everybody. That's, we all have something great about us to offer. So I'm always looking for that. And I'm also always trying to help people see that in themselves. And so that's the help and the healing, right? My intention every day is to love people. My intention every day is to just try to be good to people and to pour out that love and joy and hope that people feel that from me. And I never thought or had ever imagined, right, because I didn't expect anything, that it would come to where it is now, that people would write me from all over the world when I meet people and they would tell me how much my videos have changed their life and how I've inspired them to be well, right, to heal, to eat better, right, to mend relationships and call they daddy. You know, I get that a lot. People are like, you made me call my daddy. or their mother, you know, or their children. And that is purpose, right? That is me living in purpose. That's not me just out here trying to post a video and go viral or, you know, oh, make some money. That's me living in purpose and doing what God has purposed me to do.
Yeah, and I would say your faith obviously informs all of that. Mm-hmm. Has there been a moment in this journey when your faith has been challenged, whether by yourself, externally, by factors outside of your control? And how did you deal with that?
In the last almost 6 years, because that's when I'll be vegan 6 years in August. And right? And so after being sick, right, when I gave my life to God in a real way, mm-hmm. right, my faith has not wavered since then. Right? Doesn't mean I don't have hard days, but it's literally how I live my life. It's all or nothing. Prior to then, of course, my faith was wavered, and I had some tough times, and I didn't quite understand what God was doing in my life. But you know, I'm from the South. I grew up in North Carolina. I grew up in the church, and so you know, when you grow up in the church, you don't really understand. You just know you got to be there. I'm like, wow, well, we got to be here every Sunday,
every Sunday,
every Wednesday, Jesus. But you don't know why you're there. We there because we're going to eat after, or we there because we got to go to Sunday school. Like, what are they really talking about? Because you're a kid, right? And so I always prided myself on having this relationship with God and having to and being a woman of faith. But I didn't really know him on the level that I know him on now, yeah. right? Because I was going by what I was taught. Now I live my life on what was developed inside of me, right? I don't really believe in religion. I think religion causes separation, so it's not my favorite thing. But I love a relationship with God, and I love my faith. Yeah. You know, it's how I make every decision. You know, it's how I believe that things will be well. I just have faith in that. It's also how I have faith in people, right? I have faith in everybody in here without knowing them, because that's what faith is the things not seen. And so, like I said, before, absolutely, I had times where I was like, Lord, what are you doing? Even when I was sick, I was like, you done brought me this far to leave me here. Mm-hmm. And I also thought he forgot about me, because it's easy when we get into a dark place to think God has forgotten about us. But he doesn't. Mm-hmm. And sometimes he does that so that we can get closer to him. And I know for me, that was my journey. He had to get me to a very dark place and at the bottom of the bottom, so that the only person I could call out for was him to help me. And then we got closer than ever. And honey, he's my homie now. We real tight. So we are very good.
And I think that leads to your cup being full of self-love. Mm. And how have you had to lean on that when others may have said, you know, tone yourself down or don't mm-hmm. be the Tab that you are? Because I know you're very big on saying, I am the full me, I'm yeah. present now, and I can't back off of that. Yeah. Have people tried to get you to back off of that, and how did you deal with that?
Oh, yeah, they not my business. That's how I deal with it. I be like, oh, you ain't my business. So people gonna always be people, you know, and people, when they don't understand you, they gonna always have something to say. And the other thing is, you know, I pretended to be another tab for so long. I created this other me. You know, I came out here, 18, 19 years ago in 04, pursuing acting. And I created this persona, right? I became this Tabitha that I thought would win. And I made friends along the way who I never let really know who I truly was. Like, they would know, but not know. And then when I took off those layers and said, you know what, I can't do it no more. I got to be who I know God created me to be. I got to be the same Tab I am with my husband and my kids and my family in North Carolina. I got to be her. Some of those friends didn't like that. And so I was like, oh, so you were cool with who I wasn't, but you're not cool with who I am.
Wow.
So that means they were not for me.
Yeah.
And that's okay. And I also, you know, some of those people I apologize to. I say, I'm so sorry I never allowed you to know the true me. Because you had a decision that you could have made, and this is the true me, you know. But the fake Tab, she didn't serve me well.
Yeah.
But the real Tab is who I am. And so you got to let those people go on about their business, honey.
Wow. Yeah, sometimes you gotta let it go.
You got to let it go. But also, you know, it's probably not, if you are not showing up as your true self, right, and you have people who love that part of you, them ain't your people.
Yeah.
And they're not good for you either.
Yeah.
Right? Because most likely they're not showing up as the true them either.
Yeah.
Real recognize real.
Oh, wow. Like you said, you came here 18 years ago to pursue this dream of acting.
Mm-hmm.
And it came back around full circle. On
yeah.
the side, you got Tab's time.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like to achieve those goals through a path that you never thought or even saw because it didn't really exist in 04, right?
Right, right. It looks like purpose,
yeah.
right? It looks like this is what it was supposed to be. And it also, I'm glad it happened the way it happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I came out here in my 20s. I originally came, you know, to California when I was 19, honey, and had to go back home, North Carolina, honey. I wasn't ready. I wasn't even in L.A.
It happens, L.A.
Okay. I came out again, after I was married, me and my husband, we had a baby. And we came out. We were still very young, still weren't ready, thought I was ready. Always had a job, though, you know. Not a career, just a job.
Yeah.
You know, job stand for just over broke,
yeah.
okay? And so I, that's what it is. But I always was doing things, but I always felt it was coming. And I would always tell my husband, I know something big gonna happen. I just can't, I can't tell you when, but I know. And I would dream, and I have a gift of dreaming. I would see things, and I would try to explain it to him, and he'd be looking at me like, in a little bit, we're gonna get a check for a different reason because you crazy, right? So as time went on, I realized, you know, after success did come later for me, all the times that I thought this was it, I still wasn't ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've had moments where I came into like a windfall of money or booked a job and made a lot of money real quick, and I had nothing to show for it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Because I wasn't ready to receive the blessing, but most importantly, I wasn't ready to keep the blessing. And so God had to literally grow me up, right, spiritually, mentally. And now, honey, I'm very smart with everything, you know. When I first started making money doing, you know, social media stuff, because I really didn't know how to navigate that world because I knew about SAG, okay?
Yeah.
God bless the people on the writer's strike, all right.
Oh.
But I knew about that world, but I didn't know about social media and making money. You know, I didn't know nothing about influencers or none of that stuff. But when I started making money, I literally, for the first probably 2 years, I would not spend money. I would only pay bills. I'd be like, I'm paying off all my debt. Because I had told God, I made a promise. I said, Lord, if you ever bless me to receive a large sum of money again, I won't mess it up this time. And so I was so scared to do anything wrong. So I told my husband, I was like, one thing I'm going to do is make sure we're debt-free because we have something to show for. We're going to have good credit, okay? Because
yeah.
It was not always very good, let me tell you, okay? My credit used to be so bad, I couldn't even get a bank account. They'd be like, now, ma'am. Girl, what you going to do at our bank?
Overdraft fees.
Exactly. They were like, no, ma'am. So I paid off all my debt.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I did first. Like, I paid off our cars. I paid off credit cards. I paid off student loan. Any debt, I paid it all. And I was just like, God, I promise to, you know, be a good steward over this. And that's what I've done. But if it had came before, I wouldn't have been ready. I would have lost it all.
Wow. And we talk about all these things that you've achieved, you know, and NAACP Image Award winner, I mean, nominee, but wife and mother. So that's another whole, you know, can of worms to open. Did that give you more purpose, or did it make it more difficult to endure this journey, or did it give you, I guess, a singular focus because now you had to take care of all these things?
Well, you know, family is foundation for me, right? That's why people have always seen them in my videos when I started, because I'm like, it ain't just tab. I'm a whole wife, okay, and a mama, and I love my family. I love being a wife. I love being a mom.
Blackie, too.
And Blackie, too. That's right. My dog, honey, he'll be mad if I don't mention him. But I feel like because me and my husband are partners. We have always been partners, and thank God for him. He's always had my back. When I was out here working these jobs, he had a career. And the responsibilities that we had together, I knew I couldn't just be out here doing nothing, right? So it did make me more focused. And I was a very young mom and a very young wife. Been my husband for 25 years, married for 20, right? More than half my life. And so when you have other people depending on you, you can't just be out here tearing the world up, right? You gotta have some kind of focus. And it absolutely helped me on my journey. But it also helped me have character, right? Discipline. I ain't telling nobody to go get married and have kids. I'm just saying it helped me, you know, in my world, even as an actor, right? I can tell you, there's very few times, there's very few people who have mastered being a mother or a father on screen who are not a mother and father in real life. I can look at a show and be like, oh, she ain't had nobody kid. That baby, she ain't nobody mama, right? But if I could show up as an actor and to play a mama, you gonna know that Tab got kids at home, right? Yeah. It's just something different that we have inside of us. So it, you know, living builds character. It builds character. So I always tell people, while you're not working, you know, doing whatever your craft is, live your life. Yeah. Live your life. Don't be so focused on trying to make it that you forget to live. Because your living is what's going to build the character and the tools that you need later.
Yeah, absolutely. And the best piece of advice I got when I first moved out to L.A. was be careful about relationships. Mm-hmm. Who you choose as your partner will make or break your career and your life out here, especially if it's so tenuous. You've had this beautiful relationship. What have been the secrets for you guys to evolve? I know you said being open to change is one of them. Mm-hmm. What else, what nuggets can we get trying to get into a relationship, trying to make the relationship work that you figured out?
Well, I brought mine with me, okay? we grew up together. We both from North Carolina. But I think the thing that, and I want to make sure that people understand this, the open to change, what that means is you are going to change. Your partner is going to change. It's nothing you can do about it. You're both going to change. In the seasons of changing, some days you might not like each other. We love by default, but some days we might not like the change. We might not like who we're changing into in a season. And we got to both be okay with that. And we got to be open to talking about it. Like, I'm going through something right now. I gotta let you know, like, I don't really like how I feel about myself right now, or I don't really like how you acting right now, right? What's going on with you, right? But being open to having those conversations, the uncomfortable conversations are the ones that keep relationships together. Mm-hmm. Surface conversations don't do nothing, right? But uncomfortable conversations, and also having a good time with each other. I genuinely like my husband. Right? And that's something that me and him talk about all the time. We'll say, I love you. But when I say I like you, well, we in the best place. Because we naturally love people. I love everybody here. Doesn't mean I like everybody here. Because you got to get to know somebody to like them. Yeah. But we love naturally. That's why you could be walking across the street and you see somebody about to get hit by a car. Your instinct is to save them or to help them. Right? It's because your heart. It's natural. But then you might save them, and I have to be like, I don't want to have lunch with you, though, because I don't like you like that. You know, I don't know you like that, right? And so that's the thing, having fun with your partner, really getting to know them as a friend as well, that builds the love. Doing things together that are different, you know, so that you can learn something together. You know, we don't always have to know everything in our relationship. And even though me and my husband been together for a long time, we are still learning something new about each other because we're both still changing, yeah. right? And so just embracing that and having fun.
So no rules of like, you know, don't go to bed angry, or do you have like rules?
Oh, sometimes that happens. I heard that a million times. Don't go to bed angry. Yeah. Baby, I done went to bed with my eye rolled in the back of my head. that is my God honest truth. Yeah. Now, because we've been together for a long time, yeah. like, I don't even want, boy, don't even talk to me. Like, yeah. I wake up and be like, you still here, you know? We done both did it. That is the truth. That is the truth. But because anger is just a feeling, it's an emotion. Yeah. It doesn't mean that I don't love him. Mm-hmm. So even if I went to bed angry, God forbid, and something happened, he knew my heart. We know that we love each other. We were just in having a misunderstanding. Now, we can go to bed and not have like had a knockdown, drag out argument, but we still like, I ain't really feeling you right now. Because if you're saying don't go to bed angry, that means you're not really addressing what is happening. Because sometimes it might have just happened right before bed. So what would you want me to do, stay up all night? No, I got to go to sleep because I got to work in the morning, right? But what we can agree on is that, you know what, we're going to probably have to talk about this tomorrow. Right now, neither one of us are in a place to like really have a conversation. I'm going to get back to you, you know, that type of thing. But I always say rules are not really, don't really work in marriage, not for me. Yeah. I think if you love each other, you respect each other, you're honest with each other, those are like, if you want to call them rules, but I feel like those are a given. Those should be what we aspire to do and respect and love each other in marriage, right? It's a partnership. Mm-hmm. And if you believe in your vows, right? It's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. But I always tell people, it works with work. Yeah, well. But marriage is hard. It's hard, but it's one of my greatest accomplishments.
Well, you're making it look easy, and you're making us all wanting to achieve what we see you guys have. So I think it's a beautiful thing.
Thank you, hon.
Well, shifting gears a little bit, when it comes to the food, we know you got that great food collaboration with Target. and it was all the things you had said in our previous interview that you just enjoy. You know, pickle, granola, popcorn, and then boom, there we go. I think food is tied to memories and so much emotion. How, when you went vegan, were you able to preserve that for yourself and for other people? Because we're getting to enjoy some of the same flavors we used to have.
Well, you know, I always tell people I didn't go vegan because I ain't like how non-vegan food tasted, okay? I went vegan to save my life. And then when I first went vegan, I was thinking like, man, I want to still enjoy the things that I used to love, right? Mm-hmm. I wasn't a terrible eater anyway. I only ate like chicken and fish. I haven't had red meat or pork since I was like 15 years old. And I'm allergic to dairy. So that was already out the window, right? Most of us are allergic to dairy. Okay. right. And so I was like, well, I still want to have my favorite things. So I just decided I'm going to try to veganize all of my favorite things. Mm-hmm. And when it came to cooking for my family, because we did it together the first 30 days. And after the 30 days, I was like, this is going to be my life. I'm going to go vegan because it had just started with a 30-day challenge. And when I told my husband, like, no, this is my life. He was like, that's so good for you, right? That's your business, but I'm going to need a piece of chicken. And so I was like, okay. But I knew I was going to have to cook meals because in the beginning, I'd be cooking two meals, and that got old real quick. So I was like, I got to figure out how to make my favorite meals that my husband loved, that my family loved, but make them all vegan so I don't have to, you know, cook but just one meal. Yeah. And so I started veganizing everything, and they didn't really even notice. They was just like, oh, this is good. This is different. This ain't how you usually do it, but this is good. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's good. And so then it just became like a challenge to me, like, oh, let me see if I can veganize this. Let me see. You know, it was fun. Yeah. I never want people to think, when they hear the word vegan, a lot of people get in their head, and you overthink it. But it's just food, right? And so I always tell people, instead of thinking that I'm taking something away from you, think of it as I'm giving you something new. That's it, just a new way to enjoy it. Yeah. And that's what I do with my family, right? And with the rest of the world. I never try to push my agenda on nobody, right? Or my lifestyle on anybody. This is how I live my life. Like I said, my husband, he went vegan for like 2 years with me. Then he went back recently to start back eating fish and chicken again, right? That's his business. Yeah. Same with my daughter. Because my daughter did it for 3 years. She wasn't vegan. My husband did it for 2 years. My son, who just turned 11, would tell you, Mom, you know I've never been vegan. I'm like, I know, son. I know, because, you know, he be going to birthday parties. They got cheese pizza. He eat the pizza. He going to eat the chicken nuggets. Like, that's his life. But I want people to come into it on their own. So even when I do my videos, it's for everybody. My whole goal is for people to gather together. Mm-hmm. And if I can create a meal that makes everybody sit at the table and everybody can enjoy it, I've done well, right? But I'm never going to be like, you shouldn't do this, you should do that. Now, again, I started the journey because I wanted to save my life. Mm-hmm. But after you're in it, you start learning everything. You learn about the environment. You start learning about the animals. The compassion just grows naturally. It just becomes a way of life, right? When I first started, I didn't even think about, like, leather or anything like that. But after about 2 years, I was like, wait a minute. I never thought about this leather coat. Is skin on my skin, Jesus? Like, in my mind, started messing with me like that. I was like, I don't want to wear that no more. Yeah. But that's me. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't force it on anybody else, but I do share. Right? And so I think that's the way to do it. I think we never should judge people to make people feel bad about how they're living their life. Because I used to be that way. Yeah. I used to eat whatever and wear whatever. And I wouldn't want nobody judging me, so I would never do it to somebody else. But I think if we just share and open people's minds up in a loving way with a little bit of humor, okay, mm-hmm. I think people are more open to receiving it.
Absolutely. And you're always about the power of transformation. Mm-hmm. Is there a transformation that you're undergoing now and what tools are you using to go through that transformation?
Am I transforming? I don't know. I think we always are transforming, yeah. Right? I know that, you know, I'm doing more business now than ever before. I do a lot of business. And I think the transformation into, a business woman versus just an artist. Because for many years, I was like, I'm an actress. Yeah. And every now and then, I would produce. And I'm like, oh, I'm an actress and I'm a producer. And then, right, not even knowing. And then, as life has changed in the last 5 or 6 years, I've done more business. And I enjoy it, right? It's an artistry to me, too, though. You know, it's an artistry in business. But it does transform you, just how I think. You know, when I have an idea now, which is a great transformation, I don't sit on it. I'd be like, you know what? I want to do this.
And you just email Target and say, look.
Right. Sometimes.
Yeah. How does that go when you get to be called into something like that and fully get to be creative and put your stamp on what you want?
It's no better feeling. Yeah. It's no better feeling to show up in a room and everybody is waiting for your ideas. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, this is the dream, yeah. Right? Because I've done that for years for myself, just like, journaling my dreams, my goals, and one day I want to do this, and making a vision board and cutting out things and putting it up. And then to literally walk into a room and the room is a vision board. Yeah. And you're able to be like, okay, I want this, 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 and everything is just flowing, and for people to not think you're crazy and be like, we love it. Oh, that's amazing. You mean you're gonna let me do all these patterns and all the colors? Cause you know, I usually wear a ton of color. I don't know why I got on all black today, but this is what didn't need to be ironed. And so
this LA weather.
Right. The weather threw me off and I was like, okay. But yeah, just for people to embrace that and love it, I was just like, wow. And even in the test kitchen, me being able to cook and mix things together and be like, okay, I want this ingredient, for them to just be taking note, like, okay, what else? I was like, I have died and went to heaven. I believe this is what heaven might feel like. Like, yeah. I get to run my own business and do my thing, you know? So it's an amazing feeling. I'm so grateful for it, because I know what the other side looks like, and it does not look like that.
Yeah, and you have this new collaboration with McCormick. I got the package. The spices
yes.
were delicious.
Yes.
How did that come about, and what inspired these flavors?
So the McCormick partnership was very organic, just like Target. During pandemic 2020, I partnered with them to cook live in my kitchen, because I was cooking live every day anyway. And I did like a garlic pasta. Everybody know my love for garlic powder. I love it. That's my business. And so I was cooking, did that. And then they were like, would you like to, create your own, seasoning? And I was like, crazy enough, I had been trying to create my own seasoning for about a year by myself. Couldn't figure it out. Like, I don't know how to do it, on the scale that I was trying to do it on. So I was like, absolutely. And originally I wanted to do like my own special garlic powder.
Yeah.
And so I was like, but we're in this pandemic. I feel like people at this time were not traveling, and I wanted to give people a vacation in a bottle. Mm-hmm. So I was like, we need to bring sunshine to people's life. So I created Sunshine first. And so I wanted to give it, like, you know, a tropical feel with a little bit of heat to be like the sunshine. And so that's what I did first. And I always try to cook salt-free because I know my family dynamic, and I know a lot of people that are black and brown. We have heart disease and, you know, high blood pressure, all those things. So I was like, if I'm going to do it with y'all, it's got to be salt-free. And they were like, okay. And so that was my first one. And, of course, we know that we put it out there. It sold out the first time, I think, in 26 minutes or something. And I was like, oh, okay, what are we going to do now? We ain't got no more. This is sold out. And they were like, okay, we're going to, because they were surprised, yeah. Right? I knew it was going to sell out, but I thought maybe like in the first week. Yeah. I didn't know in the first half hour, yeah. You know? And so then I was like, okay, people, y'all didn't show up for tab. I appreciate y'all, right? And so we did another run, and that one sold out. And like, it actually broke their system, their website. Wow. And so it prolonged it, so it sold out in like 49 minutes, months later. And so then we just was like, let's get back in the lab. And they were like, what else do you want to do? And I was like, you know what? I have these ideas. And people know that when I cook, I be, you know, I put my seasoning in. I be like so like that. You just add it. So I wanted to do like sweet like smoky. Mm. And
that
I love it. Honey, ain't it all right?
Oh, my
honey,
God.
Honey, when y'all get it in the store, go get it. Mm. Like sweet like smoky. It can turn anything into bacon because y'all know I be trying to turn things into bacon. And so mushrooms and carrots, everything. Exactly. And so that's why I did that one, like sweet like smoky. And then I, you know, my catchphrases is what people always know me for. Mm. And I always say things are very good when I love it. And so I made very good garlic. And so that's my signature garlic powder. But it's got tons of other, like, you know, even black garlic and roasted garlic. Like, it's all these different notes of garlic in it that intensifies it. And it's, you know, it's all-purpose as well, but just garlic. And then I wanted to do the packs that I grew up with. My granny, my mom used to always have the McCormick packs in the kitchen. You know, you make your tacos, yeah. You make, you know, meatloaf, season, whatever. All your seasons. It was just like a one pack.
Yeah.
And so I had never seen it salt-free. Mm-hmm. And so they were like, oh, no, we've never done those salt-free. And I was like, well, let's try to figure that out. Mm-hmm. And at first they told me, they were like, we don't think we're going to be able to do it. We've tried it with this ingredient and this ingredient. It just, we don't know if it'll, you know, work. And I was like, well, then maybe we just can't do that one then because I can't do it with salt.
Yeah.
Because I have a mission, mm-hmm. right? And so they, you know, we kept going. I was going back and forth to Baltimore in the lab. Honey, I was in there with my little, you know, I had Donna up, okay? But in their measuring, you know, it's so amazing how, you know, the scientists and, you know, the chemists, they in there and they measure. So I was up in there, too. I want to see every step,
yeah,
right?
Of course.
And we figured out how to do it with no salt. And it's the first time they've ever done it. Wow. And so they were excited, too. They were like, you pushed us to do something new after all these years.
Wow.
And so now I got my taco business, because that's my business. Mm-hmm. I got my burger business, mm-hmm. and I got saute business, because those are all the things that I love and cook on a regular basis for my family.
And I love that we got the salt-free, and it's like the community you've built, that they push that, because if it doesn't get sold out, then they're not making that next thing.
Yeah.
How have you built that sense of community? You know, it's so difficult because we're in these rooms by ourselves talking to people that aren't actually there. How have you managed to build that sense of community? And how do you give advice to people trying to build that sense of community online?
I think for me, I never think about people as a whole, like how many people it is. I only think about one person. Mm-hmm. So whenever I do my videos, I literally hold my phone so close to my face because I'd be like, I'm only talking to you. I want it to feel like I'm just talking to one person.
Yeah.
And I think that it has worked. Like, people feel like I've been just talking to them, right? And then I go to events, and I'm like, dang, all y'all here, I was just talking to you. Like, you know, it's so many people, right?
Yeah.
But also just telling the truth, being honest and showing up, just being me, not trying to be nobody else, being relatable, you know. I think people just want to feel seen.
Yeah.
And if they can see themselves in you, they're like, oh, dang, she's just like me. We the same people, right? I think that's what helped my business grow, my brand grow, rooting everything in love and kindness. I don't know, in God's favor. You know, I that's all I can tell you, honey. I'd be like, you got to ask him. Because I'd be like, I wake up some days and I'm just still amazed at what God has done in my life and how people show up for me. I never take it for granted. I'm just always grateful and Yeah, but they be showing up for tab.
Yeah.
I be like, I would hate to be on the other side. You know, it's some people that, of course, don't like me, and that, of course, that's not my business, and I'm all right with it, but I be like, y'all better not tell the Tabbage Patch, because, honey, they be out there. They named themselves. I didn't even know we had a name. I said, they were like, girl, you know, I'm part of the Tabbage Patch. I was like, the who? They was like, you know, we'd be putting all the avocados and stuff up on your page. I was like, oh, I didn't even know that that was a thing. But okay.
Yeah,
I appreciate y'all.
You have a community of love, and we're strong.
Yes, they are. I'm grateful. I'm grateful.
What you have this catchphrase where you always end, you know, if you can't have a good day, please don't go messing up nobody else's, right? Yeah. One of my favorite catchphrases. How does that figure into your idea of a life well wandered?
I mean, it's exactly what it said. That's how my daddy raised me. That phrase came from my daddy. And it's just what it is. Just because I'm having a bad day doesn't give me the right to go mess up somebody else's, mm-hmm. right? Energy is powerful. And you can carry, just like I can walk in here and smile and say, hey, how y'all doing? And everybody, you can feel that. But I can also walk in and be like, how y'all doing? And people are like, what's wrong with her? So just that quick, the energy shifted, right? It's a powerful thing. So we got to be responsible with our energy. Mm-hmm. Just because you're having a bad day, honey, don't go mess up nobody else's. That's your day mm-hmm. to be had. Don't transfer that energy, right? And the hope is that somebody who's having a great day can come and transfer that energy into you if your day is not so great.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
I know you have the power of dreaming, and not even the power of dreaming. The things that you just say that you want to do or are thinking about seem to happen. Mm-hmm. What's next for you? Do you have dreams of what's next?
I'm always dreaming of what's next.
What's on the vision board?
I'm doing more acting now, which I'm excited about. Yeah. You know, I just finished another season of my children's show, which is my favorite thing, Tab Time.
You get to show up as yourself.
I get to show up as Miss Tab for the kids, honey. If any of y'all got kids or nephews or nieces or family members or friends with kids, put them on Tab Time, okay, on YouTube. I'm also praying about it, but, you know, I've been talked to many times about doing a talk show, and I would love to do that.
Yes, we need that.
And so that's something else that I'm working on. Just launched today again, announced that my fourth drop with Target. So it'll be out Mother's Day, right? Next weekend, go to Target. And writing another book, you know, I'm writing another book right now. Just, you know, still showing up every day, doing videos, being consistent, doing more business. Donna's Recipe, you know, if y'all don't know my hair, I named her Donna, this Donna right here. And so she's in Ulta. And growing that business and trying to allow that to blossom into what God has purposed it to be. But really just showing up. You know, I love doing all the things, but I miss being able to just be home sometime and cook in my kitchen live and sing and cut up with people online. Like, that was the simple, fun times. And so I'm hoping that, you know, this summer I get a little break and I can do a little bit more of that.
Yeah, I love, because you started doing that again. I was like, oh, she's back.
Whenever I get a little break, you know when I have a break, because I be in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Because if I'm not in the kitchen, that means I'm on the road. I'm busy and I can't do it. But I'm with my family, because I'm traveling so much, I got to give my family time too. So.
Yeah, I saw you came back from Dubai in the kitchen, but you looked refreshed. She must have loved it out there.
I did. Yeah.
I love sharing this time with you in this space.
Thank you.
And of course, I want to share Tabitha with everyone. So I got some time for a Q&A. If anyone has any questions, let me know. Anyone?
All right. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, and let me. So I'm trying to get this to you.
Oh, I was like, I can hear.
Hi, thank you so much for joining us. My name is Amarachi, and my question for you is, how do you use discernment to know when you need to walk away from something? Like, this is not serving me anymore. It's time for me to, you know, evolve and move forward.
You know when you feel it, right? If it keeps nagging you, first of all, if it's nagging you, you already missed the first one. Right? So now it's a constant thing that's telling you to move. Trust it. It's the gut feeling, right? I always tell people the gut feeling is our gift under the tummy. That's what gut stands for to me. And so trust it. God gave it to all of us. And so when you feel it, if it don't feel right, it ain't right. So keep on moving.
I've got another one over
yes.
here.
Yes. Oh, right here.
You're in the yellow. Yeah.
Thank you.
And I want to know, how can I, as a fan, push for you to be like to compare it to Martha Stewart, but that's what I want to see. Like, I want to see you as that brand. I want to see your talk show in the kitchen, you interviewing a guest. How can we support that to make that happen?
Honey, you keep supporting me. Right. Listen. You know what? You just keep supporting in the comments, you know, say what you feel. But ultimately, this is how I live my life. What is meant to be will be, right? Nobody can push what's not meant to be. Yes, thank you. I appreciate you.
Got time for one more. Chef Supreme in the back. Yeah.
Yes.
That part.
You know, it comes with freedom. I know that I'm free. Don't nobody own tab. Right? So I can always show up as me, and I'll never conform. The old tab used to do all that, right? But she wasn't free. I used to code switch and do all the things that try to fit in and try to win. But I was losing that way. But I'm free now. So I get to show up as me, and if you, this is what you get. If you don't like it, then you ain't for me. So that's it. Thank you, absolutely.
Do we have one more? Have one
yes,
more
in the hat right here. I was like, in the hat? Who else got the hat on back there? Hello there. I am centered in him, right? So it's how I live my life. You know, I start my day with God in prayer. I end my day with God in prayer. But throughout the day, there's moments I take for myself to have those quiet conversations in prayer. And it kind of goes back to what I told her, that gut feeling, that gift that he gave me. I know when it's a bad energy upon me. You know, I also know I have a gift that a lot of people do not have. I've had it my whole life. I see things other people don't see. And so I'm covered. And also a lot of people pray for me, and I'm grateful for that. So I have no issue calling out the devil. I have no issue with it. He knows that I see him. Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
I wanted to ask you an important question. You said it happened natural. Did they reach out to you, or you reached out to them for the book and for the and for everything else that you've done with them?
They reached out to me. Yeah, absolutely. It was very organic. Yeah.
Hidden DMs. Make sure you check.
You know what's so funny? I did a message about this yesterday. I did a video about this yesterday. In the video, because I was talking to people and they were saying how people were telling them social media doesn't work for business and all this stuff. And I don't know who was telling these people this, but my first deal that I ever got came from Whole Foods, right? Because I did the video in my car driving Uber. Mm-hmm. I did a video eating a sandwich called a TTLA. Nobody was watching my videos, but this video went viral. Crazy viral within 24 hours. And I didn't even know what viral was, okay? I didn't. But within 4 days, Whole Foods DM'd me on Facebook. And they were like, we saw your video. We would love to work with you. Could we have a, you know, contact or email so we can set up a meeting? 4 days, right? A couple weeks later, or within that same week, actually, the bacon on the sandwich, that company was called Light Life, they reached out to me. A couple weeks later, I did another video on Phil Rose sausage. They all reached out to me through Facebook in my DM. So my first probably 20-plus deals all came from DMs on social media. Wow. I didn't have an agent working on my behalf. I didn't have a manager working on my behalf. Honey, I had a Facebook DM. Okay, and DMs, Tab was checking it. Then I had all these other ones that I didn't know existed because I didn't know that in your inbox you had another request box. I had missed a whole bunch of little money, okay? I said, I didn't even know that box was there. It was like 6 months later when somebody told me about that box.
Like, run it back.
But it can happen. You know, if you're just true to yourself, you do things organically and natural. Of course, help along the way is great. But in the meantime, help yourself and use these free tools that are available to you. Honey, that cell phone, that social media, it's a powerful tool. It possesses power, and it's our position to use the power for negative or positive. Yes. You're welcome.
That last question.
Yes. I just want to say, I am so proud of you. Oh, thank you.
I feel it. And then there's been, like, you know, small accomplishments that happen, but then sometimes maybe you start feeling, like, down because that feeling that you have isn't actually happening. What advice would you give to someone that's maybe, you know, that would give them that longevity or that, what they need to continue to, like, reach that gut feeling that they have?
You know, I used to have that same thing. If I wish my daddy was here right now, because he would tell you, I've always said since I was a little girl, I'm going to be rich and famous one day, daddy. I feel it. Nobody, I'm from a small town in Eden, North Carolina, honey. Nobody I knew was famous or rich, okay? Can I ask how old you are?
47.
Okay, so I'm 44, right? Things just started happening for me. The things that I saw as a kid and heard and felt just started happening. So it takes time sometimes. But if you believe it, if it's there, it's there for a reason. Nobody can put that inside of a child. It literally, no one put it inside of me. It was there. And I had never seen it before. I had never seen an actor in person. I was watching a Cosby show and was like, I want to do what Rudy doing. And that's what I told my mama at 5 years old. And she was like, oh, that means you want to be an actress. And I was like, an actress. It was the first time I heard the word. I didn't know what it was, but I knew the doing of it. So I just stayed focused on pursuing it. And I know it can get hard. And sometimes you can be like, why do I feel this way and it's not happening? But you got to continue to do your part. Continue to do the work. But if you believe it, honey, it will come to pass. I believe that. Got to have that faith. All right. All right. Very good.
Wow. You are the epitome of a life well wandered, Ms. Brown. For everyone out there who is watching or listening, make sure you follow her at I Am Tabitha Brown. I just want to thank you so much for joining us. I mean, this podcast, I had a vision of this, you know, two years ago. And we got on the Zoom, and I had a vision of this, but I did not think it would come to pass. But I worked at it, and here we are today.
Look at you. Very good.
So I want to thank you for inspiring that circular moment for me. Yes. Any last words to everyone out there that that might inspire them to just continue going on?
I mean, kind of what we've all said today, you know, if you feel it, if you think it, if you can imagine it, if you can dream it, honey, it's yours. It's something that you're supposed to do something with. It belongs to you. So don't give up, don't stop, don't quit, and don't compare your journey to anybody else's, all right? And shall I close it out the way we close it out?
Let's do it.
All right, well, very good. Well, honey, y'all go about y'all business and have the most amazing day. But even if you can't have a good one, don't you dare go messing up nobody else's. That's right. God bless y'all.